Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Still a very good evening. It's Katleho Sehoto here standing in for Pamela Modene on Point of View. And we've been discussing what the current political landscape looks like in South Africa, the coalition talks that are happening behind closed doors between the various political parties. We started the show looking at the legal battle that the MK party has brought to the Constitutional Court, seeking to halt, if you will, the proceedings of the first sitting of Parliament come Friday. Talking about politics and talking about the talks that we not necessarily privy to, which are happening between the political parties, I do have with me on the line DA spokesperson, Mr. Solly Malatsi. Good evening, Mr. Malatsi.
Good evening, Katleho, and to all the Kaya FM listeners.
All right. So, Mr. Malatsi, as the DA, you've said that you unanimously endorse a resolution affirming the mandate of your leader, that's Mr. John Steenhuisen, and the party's negotiating team to continue towards this process on the formation of a government at national and provincial level. That gives me a sense that the DA's quite happy with the talks as they stand right now. Can you give us some intel about what's happening behind those closed doors?
Thanks very much. But on a serious note, I think what the key message coming out of Federal Council as the senior decision-making body for the DA is that given that the announcement was made last week, Thursday, of the proposal around the Government of National Unity, the DA had to then put up a negotiation team that is now well known, which includes Helen Zille, Tony Leon, Sibuwe Gwahube, Alan Windy, Ivan Meyer, and Helen Zille. And their primary approach was to then seek clarity from one, the ANC, in terms of what does this proposal entail? And secondly, to engage other parties such as the IFP to establish, one, what is their reaction to what has been proposed, and then to go into the negotiations. What happened subsequent to that was that the negotiating team provided an update to Federal Council yesterday, and that meeting had to be adjourned for logistical reasons and reconvened this morning online. And basically what Federal Council resolved was, one, we are in support of the negotiations continuing because we want, as the Democratic Alliance, to be part of a solution that can help bring stability to our country, that can help generate economic growth, and that also upholds the values of our constitution. And that now the negotiations can then go into the next phase of more substantive matters. And those substantive matters are around what the modality of this proposed GNU is going to be. So that, one, when we get to make a final decision on our participation or otherwise, it is informed by two things. One, the full information that we have sought in terms of, in practical terms, how will the Government of National Unity be composed and what in practical terms it will involve. And secondly, that we have expressed an element of good faith and political goodwill by showing our commitment to the process. And ultimately, in any negotiation, the negotiations determine what the outcome will be. And this is where we are at this stage now. And the best thing about this environment and this time frame that we are operating with is that there is a deadline. And that deadline is linked to the reality that, based on the announcement made by the Chief Justice, on Friday, when Parliament convenes, it has to elect a president, it has to elect a speaker and a deputy, and so in members of Parliament. And our hope as the Democratic Alliance is, at the very least, by the end of the day on Thursday, we will have finality on this issue, and we will then be able to, one, make a communication to our party structures, and also most importantly share with all South Africans on what the DA's final position is on the matter.
Yes. Now, Mr. Malatsi, in terms of the coalition talks around GNU, and as you outline some advancements being made between yourselves and the ANC, amongst others, some stepping away simply because you're at the table in these talks, namely the EFF. Your response to that, to some really removing themselves because you're part of the talks?
Well, I think that's more of a reflection on them. But the reality here is that, one, there's been an invitation that has been extended to all political parties by the president and by extension the ANC to say that this is the proposal that they have put on the table. And we have said, out of, one, the commitment to want to be part of a solution for our country, we are going to engage with the proposal to the extent that we can have clarity on what it means and what it would mean for us. Because at the end of the day, it must make sense to the DA and it must be practical to the DA. And ultimately, when we make that decision, and hopefully by the end of the day on Thursday, that decision would have been informed by evidence that we have sought through the discussions that we are in. And the other parties can account for themselves in terms of their actions based on our involvement in the negotiations.
Yes. Now, Mr. Malatsi, in terms of the concerns, you know, as we discuss which parties are working with who, and one might say looking at the ANC and the DA being oil and water, especially when it comes to, you know, your international policies in relation to the conflict in Gaza, the stance of the ANC and the DA being one very differing. In terms of policies and the very stark differences, where there is a very clear difference in where you stand and where the ANC stands and other parties, how are you going to reconcile some of those differences?
Yeah, you see, the best thing about negotiations is they eventually, once there is an agreement on what is being negotiated, you can then go into the next phase of saying, okay, on the practical elements that are required for our relationship to work, how do we move forward? And because we are not there yet, and in very generic terms, we are at the stage of courtship. And once we have concluded that stage of courtship, based on what is being concluded, if it gets elevated to dating or engagement, you can then have key elements that you put in place to say, these are binding to us as a union, and this is how we will function together. In any event, any pursuit of a governing arrangement will result in a program of action for governance. And that program of action for governance is then guided by the discussions that would have taken place, taking into consideration the various policy positions and policy postures of the different parties. But because we are not there yet, I think it's something that we can park for now, because the negotiations are at a stage where nothing has been concluded as to the nature of the relationship, or if there is actually a relationship.
Mm. Some analysis, Mr. Malatsi, pointing towards, in relation to the coalition discussions, that the South Africans, or the needs of those who live within South Africa, their needs, basic access to basic services, is not really at the center of these coalition talks just yet. There is that analysis that for now it's all about grabbing power where you can. How do you respond to that kind of a sentiment?
I think that sentiment is very misplaced and ill-informed, because from the discussions that we have had, at least with our own negotiations team, it hasn't escalated into positions and discussing which party gets what. So far, the conversations had been on broader principles of working together, and secondly, on trying to thresh out the actual modality or the actual practical elements of how a government of national unity will function. the consideration regarding positions and allocations of responsibilities would be a secondary natural element once an agreement has been reached, if it's reached.
All right. Solly, let's just take a caller here, Njabulo, who wants to, not yet, but certainly just in a moment, we will take his call. But Solly, just give us a roundup of, as we head to the first sitting of Parliament, and obviously as the DA watching from the sidelines, the MK party in its legal bid, but also its internal squabbles with its expelled leader, Jabulani Khumalo. What do you make of the atmosphere as we head to the first sitting?
Atmosphere as in terms of what, to be clear?
In terms of the coalition talks, one, happening behind closed doors, but also the sentiments of South Africans in terms of after the elections, we have this coalition government, not sure what the seventh administration will look like. Just your sense around the mood in the country, is do you think there's a positive one heading towards the first sitting?
Look, I mean, that is a very difficult question, but I think what the rest of the country and all of us are grappling with is we have to find a solution to the situation that we are in. And we have to, at the very least, showcase our willingness and act in good faith towards all these efforts to find the governance solution that our country requires. The reality is that the future of governance in South Africa is coalitions. Right?
Yes.
And these elections have underscored that fact. And this is the result of the voters' choice. What is outstanding is finding a model that can make sense to all parties, and
yes,
particularly because I speak on behalf of the DA, to my party, that is what we want to establish, so that in the event that we are part of any governance arrangement, it would be an arrangement that we know, one, we can play a meaningful role,
yes,
towards governing and delivering to uplift the life of South Africans, and that it will need to make sense to us so that we can be a valuable contributor in that arrangement.
All right. Solly, just going back to the callers on our lines, I have Njabulo from Duduza East in the East Rand. Njabulo, a very warm welcome to Point of View this evening.
Good evening to you. And
yes, I understand you want to comment on the economy. What would you like to say?
Yes, I wanted to comment on the issue of economy.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to ask you from your guest, someone from the DA.
Yes.
You okay? Should it happen that the DA has got a seat in Parliament, I'm just assuming, what kind of initiatives that are in place presently that would make it possible for a economy a country to grow and be able to attract the revenue and sustain the private sector, which is currently under severe stress due to the high number of unemployment and the closure of many economic activities? The percentage of our population is seeking employment.
Yes, certainly a very important question there. Let's get that answer from DA spokesperson Solly Malatsim. I don't know if you heard that question, Solly. Our listener Njabulo from the East Rand asking, what are the DA's plans in growing the economy, specifically to address the high unemployment rate?
Yeah, look, I'm glad that question is being asked, because it is a very key question that our manifesto sought to answer. And the key element in one of our seven apex priorities in the manifesto was around the creation of, 2 million jobs, and also making sure that we create what we call the Youth Empowerment Opportunity Certificate to help young people between the ages of 18 and 35 to stand a stronger chance of being absorbed by the economy, so that, one, we can start to tackle unemployment amongst young people so that they can be active and valuable contributors in the economy. And of course, there is you know, interconnectedness into what policies collectively contribute towards generating economic growth. And linked to that is, you know, the need to, one, professionalize the public service and make sure that, you know, we've got a lean, efficient public service. And thirdly, that we eliminate, we introduce, I mean, austerity measures in the public service that will deduct unnecessary spending by government.
Absolutely. Solly, we'll leave it there this evening. Thank you so much for your time.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. That is DA spokesperson Solly Maladzi, just outlining the DA's Federal Council's unanimously endorsing a resolution affirming the mandate of its leader, that's Mr. John Steenhuisen, and the party's negotiating team to continue with the process towards the formation of a government at a national and provincial level. And addressing the question there from the caller, on how the DA intends to grow the economy and outlining the DA's proposition in terms of when it occupies those seats in parliament, what exactly will they be doing? So that's part of our ongoing talks, over an almost now 2 hours in relation to the political landscape in South Africa and where we sit currently with the parties behind closed doors discussing a government of national unity, perhaps, and what the 7th administration will look like. But just after this, we will be speaking to Professor Gilbert Kadiagala, and he's going to give us more following that plane crash which claimed the life of the vice president in Malawi.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.